This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. If you've been listening this week, you know Kendra Winchester is with me for the whole week. She's piloting. I'm the co-pilot, Joe Reed. Where are you taking us today, Kendra?
I'm taking you to our first Earphones Award winner of the week, and that is All the World Beside by Garrett Conley, and that is read by Pete Cross.
Oh, I'm a Pete Cross fan. He's gotten a lot of Audiophile best stuff for children and YA.
So I am on the social medias, as one is, and I feel myself like listening to the last few pages of this novel, and I really teared up in this. It is the most beautiful, devastating novel that I've read so far this year. So this is the author of Boy Erased, which is a memoir about the author's experience with conversion therapy. His dad is a pastor, and so it was just as horrible as you would imagine. And, you know, that was eventually made into a movie. But this is his first novel. Mm-hmm. So this is set in Puritan New England. And it focuses sort of around, I guess, the central figures are Nathaniel Whitfield. And he is a minister who's known for, like, bringing about this great revival. He started his own town with his followers. He falls in love with the physician, Arthur Lyman, and they start this multi-year-long affair that really impacts the whole community.
I read that this was modeled a bit on The Scarlet Letter, and I would think the Nathaniel on the name is also a hint.
It definitely has those vibes, yeah. Yes. It has those influences there, you can tell for sure. And we also have Ezekiel, who is Nathaniel's son, and that really is where we start, is with Ezekiel's birth, and then it kind of moves forward. But we have this affair, and, you know, they have this attraction to each other, and the wives know, Arthur and Nathaniel's daughters know, like, it's everyone knows, but they're just hiding it beneath, and you're just waiting for this not to end well. And it's just this most pining, angsty kind of love story that you would imagine.
And tell me about Pete Cross, who I'm a great fan of, I have to say. I'm always happy when I hear him. He's done this series, Cirque du Soleil, which is hysterical. I mean, charming. It's wonderful. Anyway, go ahead.
He just captures all of those emotions. And, like, it could have been so overdone, right? You could have had a narrator that just went way overboard with the pining and the love and made it, like, you know, just not listenable. But Pete Cross strikes this balance of just the genuine angst and love that these two men have in that and the crisis of faith that both men are having while they're doing this, and what that looks like. How does Nathaniel go about being a pastor and knowing that, you know, Garrett is also a pastor's kid? He knows how this goes in a lot of ways. It was just a deeply impactful book, and I just had to sit. Sometimes, you know, you listen to a book and you can cross stitch or clean or whatever, but this one I just sat and stared into the void because I was so sucked into it. That's always a good sign to me.
A great sign, absolutely. We just have to stop what you're doing. Well, can we hear a little?
Yes. So this is a little bit of the beginning. It's very sensory. It's about when Ezekiel, Nathaniel's newborn son, kind of starts us off on the narrative, and we get a lot of impressionistic feelings from him, but that kind of sets the tone for the book.
Right. This is All the World Beside. It's by Garrett Conley and read by Pete Cross.
His father is a darkness between these bright shores, the man's voice a thunder that shakes his bones. After the singing on Sabbath mornings comes his father's sound, loud and booming from the pulpit. The man's eyes are sharp, searching. They find Ezekiel within the flock. After the service, when his father holds him, Ezekiel grows frightened. He cries out for his mother. The smells are wrong. Musty wood and tobacco. No trace of milk. What is wrong, child? His father says, gripping him too tightly. Does he not seem touched by some devil, Catherine? Do not cry, his mother says, reaching for him. You are mine, little one. You belong to eternity.
He has such a flexible voice, and he is such a smart, subtle reader.
I think subtle is the perfect word. The way that he captures, like, the gruffness of the dad, but you can also know that Nathaniel also loves his son.
Right.
The way that the sensory, it's very sensory section, so it could have been so overdone or confusing, but I feel like Pete Cross provided this clarity to his performance that really helps the audiobook out in that way. And I mean, that's throughout to the very end. Just grab some tissues, you know, chocolate, just be prepared. It is a devastatingly beautiful book, but still devastating. So would recommend that if you have, you know, a dog or a cat that you could pet while listening, that would also be recommended, you know.
Okay. I actually find suggestions like that very helpful. So thank you, Kendra.
I wish I could, this podcast came out with like a free packet of tissues, but alas, logistics of the sound waves.
We're talking about All the World Beside by Garrod Conley, and it's read by Pete Cross. Kendra, thank you again, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Talk then.
Okay. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Hachette Audio. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.